Right. Every Rosh Chodesh, I don't know if I should wait for the people davening upstairs. So I'm kareach mikan. I start a few minutes late, so it's no good for who's here. The people upstairs don't know anything about my waiting. They just assume I didn't wait. What? Chaz the last times. Okay. The truth is that there's a Yesh Chalkim at the end of Siv Beis. We spent time on the question of Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz. I mentioned briefly at the end the Yesh Chalkim that holds that Chayavin Achshav Be'Eretz Yisrael Trumas Raisus Midaraisa. There is a Shita that the Chayiv Bizman Hazeh, I mentioned last time, the whole discussion revolves around the Gezeres HaKosev of Babayachem Bebiyas Kulchem. The Rambam says you only Chayiv in Trumas Maisris because it's when it's Rav Yisrael Alad Masan, because the Pasuk says Babayachem, you need Bias Kulchem. So you can fool me, but the Mefarshi Rambam point out it doesn't say Babayachem by Trumas Maisris anywhere. It says it by Chalon. It doesn't say it by Trumas and Maestris. So.
The says, I don't know the game.
Yeah. What's a Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if it can be Semech Ambrera. That's the main Nafkamina. By Drabonon, so Semech Ambrera, which you can have later in this sermon. Because the rest of Drabonon, either way, you're Chayiv. The main Nafkamina is for Brera.
Yeah, the most appearance of Drabonon anyway.
Yeah, but when it's a Tikrei Daraisa, we're going to see, I think we're machmir. Just, yeah. It's true, but Lamaisa we're not mechal. Since there it's Yisrael, Tikrei Daraisa, even Bizman Hazeh, there it's Yisrael, they're not makel to separate later. We need Menamukim. In Golas we are, we know we are. But we don't take it on Shabbos. We eat it, leave it over, and we separate Sunday. So the kasha of the Rambam is there's no such pasuk. So the Mefarshi Rambam say it says Ketrumas Hagdogon Keitorimu. Is that the pasuk? It says Bechala. The Chala is similar to Trumas Hagdogon, and in Meila we're makish one to the other, and the pasuk coming tells Chala like Truma. And when Makish and Truma is like Chala, that it needs Bias Kolchem. But Lamaisa is Yesh Cholkim that disagrees. Chaim Knievsky writes that we have never heard of somebody separating Truma and Maestris from the other Arotzes. The Minig is not to, Bizman Hazeh, where everything's a Drabanan. And the truth is, again, that it's rare to have Bizman Hazeh Yidden in these lands. The Lashon of Chaim Knievsky in Derech Hamunah in the first parak in Sukkot Yud Beis is Lamaisa Loynogu LaAser Bizman Hazeh Gam B'Dalet Arotzes Elu. That the meaning is not to separate Trumas and Maestris from these lands. Rakaroitz Lasis Midas Chasidus. Somebody wants to be Machmir could do it. He writes for Kosvu Tam Lazeh. The Tam Lazeh he brought earlier in the Gra is there's a Mandiyamar that. Bo Rubam Vitirua, whatever that means exactly, but that they came later, they were Matia, the Xerid Rabbanon of Bavel, Surya. Bavel, Surya, Amin Amayev is counted as one, and Mitzrayim. All four are mentioned here. Chala was always Rabbanon Chutzlar. Because no, they're two different things. Chala was Gzer and Hochutz Loretz. Because it's a Chiddush that it's Chayvas, it's not really Chayvas Karka. So there are guys everywhere. Trumas HaMaisis, which is Pashin, is Chayvas Karka. There were never guys in Chutz Loretz. The only guys in the Aratzei Sasmucha is because people would get confused.
Is that Hiddush rooted or if you want? Because
there's
no Jews in
Jordan, right? That's what we're going to learn today. If a guy owns it, you're right. If we put that anyway. Anyway, today we're going to learn Siv Gimel and Dalet, probably Hey, which is the dinim of non-Jewish owned farms in Eretz Yisrael and the status of the products, the produce that grows on farms that are not owned by Jews. There are a lot of farms owned by Arabs. So I would mention there's a machlokes in Shemitah, an ongoing machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. Depending on how on where you're coming from, the way I understand it, it's a machlokes b'nei brak in Yerushalayim on Shemitah. The machlokes is what the din of Peiris grown by Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, what the din is. The sheet of the Beis Yosef, both as we'll see in the Kesef Mishnah in our Sugya, and in the letter in the Afkas Reichel are the Tshuvas Beis Yosef that were published posthumously. In the Afkas Reichel, the Beis Yosef says that they're potter. That Yevul Akum, Karka, that belongs to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, is potter from Shemitah. I'm talking now about Shemitah. It's potter from Shemitah. Well, it's the only shayla. A guy even not mechuyev in Shemitah. They could certainly use it, right? A guy is not mitzvah in Shemitah, so he can. A guy could eat Jews Shemitah. So that's the thing. So that's where the machlokes is. The Beis Yosef says a yid could eat peiros of a guy in Eretz Yisrael, not only peiros ilanos, which is more parshit, but even Yerakis, which have to be planted. This exera svichim on Yerakis, but it doesn't apply to karka guy. He could presumably do business also. There's no din of Shemitah, period. That's the Shemitah of the Beis Yosef. The guy did everything. The Shemitah of the Chazainish is to paskin what's known as the Mabit Shita. The Mabit, it's actually his son, is known as the Maharit. The Maharit and the Mabit, they hold that it's not so, that Rovi Shaitim hold that Eretz Yisrael is a din. Shemitah applies to whole Eretz Yisrael, whether owned by a Jew, owned by a guy, there's no difference. In Matmiya, a Yid could work on Shemitah in the land of Eretz Yisrael if it belongs to a guy? You think so? So he's matmiya on it, and the Mabit holds that it's not true that Ein Kinyan Bekarka Eretz Yisrael Afkia Midei Shemitah. So that's Machloikis Halacha L'Maisa, and when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you'll find that the vegetables that are sold are labeled. Some are labeled Yevul Akum, and some are labeled a hefsik matzah. Not matzah like Pesach,
it's
but
men
tzadikai. What?
It's a besen also. It's a besen.
Well, this is the way it is. It's always a besen. It's svichim. They're labeled either Yevul Akum or a hefsik matzah. Matzah mafsik. Now, what it means is like this. Yevul, now, if you don't know anything about it, you don't know which is the chumra, which is the kula. They do it purposely that way. Well, in our circles, we don't use Hetter Mechira. You won't find in where I go in Yerushalayim that they said Peiros of Hetter Mechira. It could be other places they do, but in Arzei Abira, where I go in the summer, it's labeled either, it's pre-printed, has the date, right, the spoilage date, and the same typeset, it says either Yevul Akum or so I'll tell you what. Forget it. Let me talk first about this. So what it means, Yevul Akum means a Samech Ad Beis Yosef, that Yevul Akum Karka Goy is Mutter, and Hefsek Matzah means that it's not grown in Karka Eretz Yisrael, it's grown in a Otzit Shein Enokov. It's grown in land that's not attached to the ground, which is done in numerous ways. There's some who have gigantic like garbage dumpsters full of earth, which they put the land in. Others have bulldozers make a crater in the ground. They spread a tarp and then they put the earth back to be mafsik, which is a little more controversial method. But lemaisa, these are the methods that they use. And here you see how everything is in the labeling. Okay, the way I label it is one is Minig B'nai Brak, it was Minig Yerushalayim. If you tell that to people, so they feel comfortable, really, I got Minig Yerushalayim, the B'dat Hechsher uses it. The way it's labeled by Paiskim who write to Shtam from B'nai Brak, they write, the Minig of the Yishuv HaYoshon is to rely on the Mabit, to rely on the Beis Yosef, and the minig of the Yishuv HaChadosh is to rely on, is to be machmir like the Mabit. In other words, they're saying when there was poverty, so they had no choice, and Bizman Hazeh, we have a choice, so we're machmir. So my only ha'ara on this is that the whole tumul over the head to Mechira, if you're allowed to sell Karka Eretz Yisrael, which was a tumul, the G'dayle Yoylam, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, they all assumed that if you do a mechira to a guy, everything's mutter, right? They were tumbling if you sell it to a guy. They didn't tumble if once you sell it, if you're allowed to sell it to a guy, what the din is. So
is that a question of Yesh Kinyan?
Not really. The question was if it's a real mechira and if you're allowed to sell kakar, it's Israel, to a guy,
right.
So, but they were, I don't think they were machmir as the Mabitz Chumra. They all agreed with the Beis Yosef school. They just,
that a guy,
if it's really owned by a guy, that it's okay. Yeah. So at any rate, this is the Shemitah Tumul. Why do I mention it? Well, first of all, I want to wait for the people to come down from upstairs so they won't miss the Sif. But more importantly, the Groches, which is the whole Nekuda of Siv Gimel and Dalid, the whole Tumul and learning on Siv Gimel and Dalid, which has to do with Shubas HaMaisris, is used as a basis for the machmirim on the shita samabir to be machmir like this shita. So that's the latest chumrah. Now, originally the hefsek matzah was karka Eretz Yisrael. There are those now who say if you take the land, you pick it up, and you put it back, it's still karka Eretz Yisrael. So they're importing dirt from Jordan. So Jordan and Israel do a lot of trade under the. Like under the radar, under the ground. They do a lot of trade, even though Jordan is... But you can buy Jordanian produce and Shemitah all the time. They have from Jordan. What? No. They're very happy to export it across the Arabs. It's even better because it's Eretz Yisrael Kibishmishin, but not...
Hydroponics...
It's just his mutter. Yeah, it's a shame that Nakam is good. That's what. That's the hesek of hesek matzah. No, only really only because if it's an earthen flower pot, it's yearning through the flower pot. It's real bad.
If I put it down on the ground, doesn't it become groundwater just well?
They don't put it on the ground. They put it in a garbage dumpster.
Or in
the talk. Doesn't that say that doesn't become it? It's a hefsek from the character.
If they go to hydroponics, that's okay.
So I'm going to talk about hydroponics. I'll talk about it today. Chaim Kineski has a beautiful piece on hydroponics in his Derech Amunah, but we'll see if we get to it. So today we're dealing with karka owned by a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, and let's learn Siv Gimel, which we won't know what in the world it means when we read Siv Gimel. And then we'll learn Sif Dalid, which is very understandable, and then we'll come back to understand Sif Gimel and Dalid. Okay, let's begin. Sif Gimel. Now you tell me if you can figure out Sif Gimel without Sif Dalid. Oyvi kechavim, shekada karka b'Eretz Yisrael. If a guy buys land in Eretz Yisrael, v'chazar Yisrael v'lokcha mimenu. Those four words of the Rambam. You'll see in a minute, is where everything turns on. What does this mean? A guy bought land there at Israel. The Chazi Yisrael v'lachem imenu, and then a Jew went and bought it from the guy. Now you realize all the land in Eretz Yisrael a couple hundred years ago belonged to guy. All the land was bought by a guy, the Chazi Yisrael v'lachem imenu. Mafrish Chumas u'maisris, you have to separate Chumas u'maisris, Mashen came to Syria, in Syria not. So... what? Okay, that might be. We'll talk about it. Don't ask me until you ask the Shach. The Shach and Hay and Vav. The Shach explains the Kinyan Ivik Hay. That's the one after Dalek. The Kinyan Ivik Echavim Ein in our prince. The Kinyan Ivik Echavim Ein Amafkia Kedushas Akarka Beretz Israel. Okay, that is the Lashna Gemara. One of the most famous sugis in Shas and Gittin Memzayin Beikar is the Machlaikis Amayroim. If yesh kinyan la'akum lafkia Eretz Yisrael mikdushasa. If yesh kinyan la'akum lafkia. If a guy has a kinyan to make karka Eretz Yisrael, not be karka Eretz Yisrael. So the Shach Hay writes that we paskin kinyan b'chavim einoy mafkia kedushasa karka Eretz Yisrael. Ele b'tushasa mashloch Yisrael lo yehava kiki b'shiachid. And it's not like when the guy bought it, it's a guy's, and when he buys it back, it's kibush yachid, lo shvei kibush. It's not that way. That is the way we paskin. There are some rishonim differently, but the paskim all agree. We paskin ein kinyan la'akum Eretz Yisrael to be mafkia. Now, give me a chance. The point is, if you say ein kinyan la'guy lafkia Eretz Yisrael, so what's he to talk about? So there's nothing. The guy does it, there's nothing to talk about. So you have to know, even your own wife. So you have to know the following, and we're going to try to figure this out now. We're not going to try to figure it out. There's another pasuk, okay? There are two Gemaras. One Gemara is Gittin Mem Zayin, Machloikis, we paskin, Ein Kinyan La'akum, Lafkia, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There's a second pasuk, which rather the Gemara mentions Agav and the Sugi and Gittin. The Ikur Gemara is in Menachis and Samavav that the Goncha v'loy digun goy. The Goncha is chayiv in Shumas u'maisris, but not the Dagon of a guy. Now I have to teach Dagon, it's very important, and then we'll learn what it says. What does Dagon mean? The Gemara says Dagon is grain, Tvua is grain. It becomes Dagon by Meruach. That's the famous Meruach. And again, to review, when you grow peiris on the ground, there's something called Oynas HaMaisris. Oynas HaMaisris is how much it grows. Before Oynas HaMaisris, it's never going to be chayv, no matter what you do to it. When it hits Oynas HaMaisris, when the peiri grows to a certain degree, it becomes eligible for Trumas HaMaisris. If you take it, Nidachilas Kavah, it's chayv. But it's not chayiv in Shumas u'Maisris absolutely until it's Bali Day Digun, until Meruach. Now, what is Meruach? I told you last time, you pile the wheat and you finish off the pile. You finish off the pile of wheat, and the wheat is left in a pile to dry, and Meruach makes it be called Dagon. Dagoncha v'loy Digun akum means a meruach of a yid is mechayiv in Trumas u'Maisris, but not a meruach of a guy. If a guy does meruach, it's not chayiv. Which means for sure that if a guy grows peiris, he grows tvua, it doesn't go to a Jew. He grows it, he packages it, he does meruach, he packages it, he gets it all finished, and he sells it. And you're going to him and buying a package of whatever food might be, fruit might be, wheat. There's no shaila you're potter from Trumas u'Maisris. Has nothing to do with the Gemara. The Gemara says ein kinyan la'akum lafkia, tzakana mafkia. But it never had meruach. Without meruach, l'kuli alma it's potter. Now you have to know, there's a shitas taisvis, a melachis, that disagrees with what I just told you. The shitas taisvis is that it's chayiv in Trumas u'Maisris. The Goncha v'loy digun akum doesn't apply. It's chayiv in Trumas u'Maisris. In Tzvas, in the mid-1500s, the Gedolei Tzvas, they had just come back to Eretz Yisrael, the first real yishuv of significant numbers in Eretz Yisrael, I say significant numbers, I don't mean thousands, I mean hundreds, was in Tzvas. The Galei Sfarad came to Tzvas. Many of them came through Mitzrayim, and they made a cherim against anyone who's machmir like Tosfos. You ever heard such a thing? They made a cherim against anybody who's machmir like Tosfos. They call it the cherim Beis Yosef, but it's not only Beis Yosef. It's the Gedolei Tzvas, because they saw everyone was coming back, and all the karka was karka guy. And if you're going to start having chalukei deis and whether all the fruit in Eretz Yisrael is chayav in Trumas Umaisis or not, it's not going to be a situation that can survive. Sai al tianius, and sai because who's going to eat by who? Like him, it's tevel. Like him, it's not tevel. So there was a cherim that you're not allowed to be machmal like Tosfos. It's a stoma of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch was not written yet then. The Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch later, but the Shulchan Aruch he says him that if a guy grows it and does miruach and packages it and does everything, we'll see what packaging means soon, but he does everything, then it's potter from Trumas Umaisris, period. This is confusing. People go through a long sugi and gittin, and they learn Ein Kinyalakum Mafkia. We pass a guy is not Mafkia Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So what's going on? Why do you have Trumas Umaisris? The answer is, it's a separate Xeris HaKosim. Digon Cha, V'loi Digon Akum. This is the way we pass it. Okay, so that's a very important question. Miruach is by wheat. Wheat is piled up so it can dry. You don't want to dry grapes. You want them as wet as possible. So there's a tumul about what to do with miruach by other pears. Akadekach, there were achrayim who held. That Tzvi brings, I don't recognize the name, a certain sefer. They held, no, there's no miruach by other pears. Miruach is only by tefor. Lamaisa, it's not that way. We're going to see a lashon in Sivdalid of miruach and nigma malachtan. We're going to have a lashon kaidim gemar malachtan, and every item has its own gemar malachtan. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Trumas Umaisris goes through what it is. Let me read to you the kitzer in Derech Amunah. It's not a machlaik, it's just easier to read here. It's bekitzer. Gemar malachtan b'tfua hu miruach. That's easy. Miruach, we used to have the gemar. U'bishar minim hu shechnisam l'kli ay ogdan l'mechira. The famous lashon of the Mishnah, yerek hanegad misha ogdan. Yerek that's sold in bundles, like carrots or celery, misha ogdan, when you bundle it. So, hechnisa l'kli whatever it is, the way you package it to ship it out, that's the equivalent of miruach. What about grapes and olives? If you want to eat the grapes, same thing, you put it in the package, however you package it to sell. The miruach of grapes that are left for yayin is from when they're squeezed for wine. Another mindim litzmukim, and grapes that are going to be used for raisins, gemar malachtan hutzimukim. Now it happens to be today, the grapes that are made as table grapes and the grapes that are made for juice are generally grown for separately for whatever their use is. So it's not as if you have to ask somebody why you're growing it. So different varieties here. You can get Conco grapes to eat. Conco grapes are Conco juice, but they grow differently. They're bigger. The table grapes are bigger grapes, and the juice grapes are smaller grapes.
So if you but can't get it until it's wine, then it's all Yayin
Nesach. I'm talking now about Miruach is. We'll worry about Yayin Nesach. You have to look at one step at a time. You're jumping. The what we're saying now is really Hagdama. Everything is Hagdama. It's halfway through this year, but that will be able to learn. What is the Hagdama, please? Again, we pass an Ein Kinyan Lagai Lafkiya Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But this is Xeris HaKasim, Digon Vlay Digon Akum. So, Lekuli Alma Lahalacha, not like Tysus, but Lekuli Alma Ladina, if a guy did everything, you're driving out in the country in Eretz Yisrael, and you stop by, and the guy is selling vegetables, fruits from his his field, and you stop by, and you ask him if he's Jewish, and assume you can believe him, he's not. So, and you buy it from him. So maybe you have to chayshish for poison, that I don't know. But as far as Trumas and Maisris are concerned, they're potter for sure. There's no question that Trumas and Maisris, they're potter. So we'll get to all the other cases we'll get to. Right now, I want to deal with this. We're going to talk about it.
Is there a parallel set of dinim like this for challah?
No, we're talking only about Trumas and Maisris, not doing challah. No, challah's not telling me. Ruach is telling you making a dough, the Issa.
But to have the dough
which
you take.
I don't want to get into Hilchos challah. It's confusing enough. Okay, maybe we finish. Shemitah, challah, all these things, let's leave. Let's learn. Now, Siv Gimel, we have to look at again. Because you can't understand Siv Gimel without the first half of Siv Dalet. So we're going to learn the first half of Siv Dalet. Don't learn the second half of Siv Dalet. Stop where I stop. We'll come back to the second half. Siv Dalet. Peiris avikachavi shagadlu bekarka shakana beretz Yisrael. Ah, mamish, our case. A guy has peiris that grew in karka eretz Yisrael. So, umirchan. What's going on here? The double lashin I saw in the Hartzvi and the Chazaynish, the double lashin is a nigra malachta b'yad avikechavim by other parents, or mirchan avikechavim, which is by tefua, same thing. Piturim mekula, apart from everything. Now you'll jump up and say, one minute, ain't kinyan? Terence says no. The God chavul idigon akum. Don't confuse me. Maybe you're right. V'imlokhan Yisrael achar shenitlishu kaidim shetigma malachta. If the Jew bought the produce from a guy before the Gemara Malachi, he's a wholesaler. He bought from him a truckload of stuff, and the Yid is going to package it. The Yid is going to put it in packages. V'gomran Yisrael chayavim. Now stop there for now. This is very geschmack. Then the Goncha, if the Yid ain't Kenyan, so it's not Mafkia, and the Yid did the Digun, and now we're smooth, everything is wonderful, we understand the whole thing. Ain't Kenyan, Lafkia. The guy growing it is not a Ptor. The Goncha, the Meruach is a Ptor. So it's very geschmack. It depends. In order to be Pati, you need two things. That the guy grew it. And the guy did the Meruach, all the way through to Meruach, then it's Potter. Otherwise it's Chayiv, Geshmak, we can go on to the next sieve. Except, look at Groches. Groches, which I'll explain in a minute, starts with the words, Devar of Tumun Miyait. And it ends with the words at the end, the last four lines, Ayin Ber Agailus of Kat Neches, Medivrei Kes of Mishnah, Vushkaga Gedayla. So he's saying that something's wrong here. Now, it's one thing to say the Ber HaGoyla made a Shkaga Gedayla, who medivrei Kesa Mishnah. Gra is saying about the Kesa Mishnah, who also is known as the Beis Yosef al Tayeta. But Shkaga Gedayla, it's a big mistake. The B'lai Lachem Imenu Vadei Yisrael Patel Kuliyama. I'll talk about it in a minute. There are two ways to learn. The Gra is saying there are two ways to learn. Everything I told you is so geschmack, so smooth. Let's learn Sif Gimel. I'll tell you the two ways to learn, and we'll understand. Everything I told you till now is very clear. The guy does everything, including Meruach, you're potter. The Yid does Meruach, you're chayiv. Seems to be very clear. Now what's Sif Gimel? This is an in-between case. The guy does everything is one case. The guy sells it to the Yid is another case. Now, those four words, Chazar Yisrael v'lokach mimenu chayiv. What does that mean? What did Yisrael turn around and buy back from the guy? He turned around and bought the land. Is that the shiloh? He bought the land while being a shiloh. So it could be that he turned around and he bought the peiris from him before Meruach. And if you bought the peiris from him before Meruach, so then Shalom al Yisrael. Then the question would be, what's Siv Gimel telling us if Dalet didn't tell us? Siv Gimel is the same thing as Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet says Meruach Akum is as Pater and Meruach Yisrael is Chayim.
But still, Paris have to come to the
no, so Paris that grow is itself not a Ptur, saying Kinyan Lafkia. So the fact that grew by a guy is not a Ptur. Miruach guy, it would be a Ptur, Miruach Yisrael is a Mechai. So the. What's the difference if the guy grew it or not? If a Yid grows it, then it's Chayiv already. If a Yid grows it, it's Chayiv minus a Maisris. Chayiv immediately minus amaisus. If yod yesh kinyan lafkia, then after minus amaisus by a guy, it's part of yod ein kinyan lafkia, and there's no difference. So I'll tell you what the tumul's about. The tumul.
No.
Well, what back? For the karka or the peiris?
The karka.
If you learn that it means he brought the karka back, a person can learn that way. It's a little hard to understand what the chiddush in him buying it back is. All the land in Eretz Yisrael was beyond Akum at some point since the Golus. So that's what he's saying. All right. The I'll tell you, the way the Be'er HaGoyle learns, and the way the Kesef Mishnah learns, Kesef Mishnah wrote this, right? But he's really just quoting the Rambam. The way the Kesef Mishnah learns Siv Gimel is the following. You have to chop. It's a Lamdisha twist. He learns Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet are two different things. Siv Dalet was easy. Who did the Miruach? The Yid did the Miruach. It's Chayin. The guy did the Miruach. It's Pater. Siv Gimel is what happens if you want to eat the fruits before Miruach. Before Miruach. Chazi Yisrael v'locha mimenu, he didn't do Miruach, the guy didn't do Miruach. You go into a guy, and you buy, if they're in his master's, you buy the peiris, and I told you last week, kissim chaseim, there are seven things that are mechayiv without Miruach. If you serve it on Shabbos, it's chayiv. If you sell it, it's chayiv. If you pickle it, it's chayiv. Right? Kissim chaseim was a simon of... I get them again, all right, but whatever, Kibush and Moshin, Shabbos, and Melach, you're going to look it up and you'll know it, and Ches was Ches? What? Tof Tess is Truma, Ches is Chatzar, you bring it to the Chatzar, Aleph is Eish, if you cook it, you have two mems, one is Mecher and one is Malach. But anyway, so the Shaila in Siv Gimel, the way the Kesef Mishnah is learning, is a shaila if a yid goes and buys it back, what is the din? So oivin chayshka karbei tzoch is avolachem yimenu marfish truma sumaisus mashenkim esuri. So the question is, if chazi saw avolachem yimenu means you bought it back and et karka, which is one way to learn, which is a small chiddush. Or you brought it back as payrus. This is the tumul over how to understand the Rambam. The machlokes is the following. When you have a guy that grows fruit in Eretz Yisrael, is the miruach of the guy a poiter? Or is the miruach of Yisrael a machayev? The guy grows it. Is the vart lahalochas, machlokes yesh kinyan yekiv. Is the vart that the guy's miruach is the poiter, because matter grew by the guy, it's still ice? Or is the vart that the miruach of a yid is the machayiv? So the gra understood in the beragayla and in the kesef mishnah that they learned into the Rambam that no, that it's potter. Chazishav lachem imenu alt karka tzchayiv alt peiris is still potter unless there's a miruach the gan chay you need your miruach. The Gra himself is machmir and he says no. If the yid chazav lachem imenu means he bought it alt peiris. If you bought it alt peiris, so it's already chayiv. You need the good guy to be a piter. Okay, so again, machloikis is if the digun guy is piter or the digun yehudi is Machai. So you're going on the road, and a guy is selling, So if the guy is selling it after digun, which means it's packaged the way, that's what we have from Chai Kanievsky, it's packaged the way they sell it, good. But it's not packaged. He's got his, but he has them in his baskets, and he takes it from the field. This would be a machlaikis. It's a very big machlaikis. Because, what? For one of the seven achilas, yeah. The mecher is always one of the seven. Once you buy it, it's one of the seven.
So what's the difference between Gimel and
Dalet from the Gra? According to the Gra, it's very geschmack. Gimel says, if you buy it from him, and there's no miruach at all, you just buy it from him, you chayiv. Dalet says, if the guy did miruach, that's a p'tor.
That's a chizur dal.
Don't tell me the other case. I'm talking about this case. Now, the wadi of somebody to get lost, I won't know the answer also, so I'd rather not.
I want you to join me when I'm lost.
But I'm going on one glatta case. Gayish of farmers in Eretz Yisrael, and that is that's the Shaila. And
I just understand something. When you buy when the goy has a field, just churban, running it after churban, everything went to the goy. How the word that you call the goy's field?
It all went to the guy. Yeah, Kenyan by Kibush Mokab is a Kenyan.
So the Chumah took away the Kenyan from the Yisrael.
Look, there's in Taisvis in about six or seven places in Shas. Yishnaichlam is the most memorable place. Taisvis has in many places a famous line that people like. That there's some who say every Yid has Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Because the guy can't take away Yisrael from us. We have Yerusha Dalet Amos. We don't know where it is, but we have Dalet Amos. Presumably we have to pay taxes on that. And so Tais says a toss. Every time Tais brings it, he says a mistake. You don't have Dalet Amos. It's nice to say of Dalet Amos. Nobody owns Karka in Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Mechama and Shmei Kibush. That's nice.
So the Kibush Mechama, the second Chumbayis, took away everything from the...
Well, the first one took most of Eretz Yisrael. The little lad, Klaiso, and the Bayesheni, the second one took away.
That's all blocked.
It's all blocked. So now, the issue... So this is the tumult. So I hope I'm being clear. The bottom line is this. A guy does everything, including Miruach. Everyone holds his part. A Yid does Miruach. Everyone holds his chayiv. What is the tumult? The tumult is when the guy grows it, and there's no p'tur of the God of Halei Digon Hakum, because it never came to Digon. And a Yid buys it. What's the status of what the Yid bought? Do we learn the way the Baragol Kesem Mishnah learned that no, unless a Yid does Miruach, that's going to be the Mechayiv, otherwise it's Potter. Or, like the Gra learned, that no, Ein Kinyan Lafkia, the Pashta seems to be like the Gra. Ein Kinyan Lafkia means it's Chayiv, 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 Chayiv. If a guy does Miruach, that's a Potter. But otherwise, the Pashta seems to be like the Gra, although, as I said, he's arguing with the Beis Yaisa, with the Kesem Mishnah, not the first time, this is his time. Okay? I'm being clear about the machlokes. What?
The case with the selling the selling on the side of the road,
So the guy selling on the side of the road, if according to Beis Yaisa, if no matter what, it's potter, as long as the yid doesn't do miruach, he's not someone buying it or repackaging it for sale. But it's going to be potter if he brings it home. Even necher and truma, nothing's mechayiv. Because it's a guy's. Unless he does miruach, it's potter forever. If he's just buying it to eat it, there's no miruach. Miruach is if you package it for sale. Let's say you have a fruit store, you buy it from that guy, and you package it for sale, that would be a problem. Yeah. If the guy packaged it for sale, then he did the miruach. So that's
good.
So I want to get to Shemitah right now. I just want to make sure the Truma Samaisris, everybody understands the whole twist of Gabi Chumas Umaisris is to understand what Chazal meant with the Goncha V'lei Digon Akum. If they meant Ein Kinya Lafkia, it's Eretz Yisrael, period, unless a guy does Miruach, that's it. That's a Paiter. Or if I cared that Ein Kinya Lafkia, as long as it's by a guy, it's Mufka. Just, if it comes to a Yid, the Yid does Miruach, then it's Chayiv. Those are the two Shitas. It's very hard to say in Machlis Beis Yosef in the Gra. How to paskin, it's in the Chazanish was Machmer. Der Chabuna brings the Chazanish was Machmer. I don't have you know, I can't tell you what the Igros Moshe holds or what the others hold. In Micha Shloima, he's Mekel. Truth is, the Tziv, Mesh of Dover, is also Mekel in this Inyan. In his Kuntras HaShmita, the way I understood, Tarek Dvarav, he's also Mekel. Not like the Gra, he's Mekel like the thing. Which I'll explain to you now, sort of the global thing, what it has to do with Shmita. But right now, it should be very clear. The second half of Siftala we still have to learn, but it's a totally different
Kiddush. From what you said, Rav's saying, if we're buying from a Jew, we have to have a hechsher that is in a trumas
that has nothing to do with what we're learning now.
Buy
from a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, all fruits and vegetables in Eretz Yisrael need a hechsher. You can't just go and buy a banana.
Right.
You have to have a hechsher.
But if you're buying it from a guy who's selling it from a basket at his farm stand, if you're putting it in the basket to go, that's called meruach.
No, meruach is packaging it for sale. If it's stamped, if it's in a I don't know which basket is for sale. I go into fruit stores, I see. If it's a little basket, if it's in this big basket that carries on the field, that's not me. It's a good question. Lamaisa, we go by the Bailim, although there's a sheet that goes by the Pile, but for our purposes, it goes. We're not talking about it, it goes by the owner for now, for today. Where did the Kedusha go? It's Chayiv until Meruach. Meruach, it goes off. It's a very good question. Yeah, very good question. We're saying, according to the Gra, it's Chayiv and Trumas Umaisris. The guy does Meruach, presto, the Trumas Umaisris Chayiv goes off. I don't know. Because there's a cause, the comfortable idea going to happen. I hear what you say. I don't know how to answer. The man you have in the Gemara ain't Kenyan. The man you have in Yesh Kenyan.
But if you buy it, you got Meruach.
Yeah, that's not a problem. That the yid is mechayiv, we all understand. The other way is hard to understand. Like the gra, it's chayiv. When the guy does meruach, it becomes part. Okay, now this is the basic machloikis as a negah to us. Why does this have to do with shmita? What has to do with shmita is the Beis Yosef for the Kesef Mishnah, the same shita we're talking about. He says that what we're saying now, ain kinyan la'akum lafkia, kol zman, it's still by the guy, it's mufka. When we say ain kinyan la'akum lafkia, we mean if it comes lidei Yisrael. But kol zman, it's by the guy. Ain kinyan la'akum, it's not that the meruach is a poiter. It's that there's no mechayim. We say ein kinyan l'gai lafkia means that when a yid gets it afterwards, it's no excuse that a guy grew it. If the yid will do meruach, it's chay, it's mechayiv. No excuse that the guy grew it. But kol zman is still by the guy. If the guy does beginning to end, so it's chay. Now I would have understood as the gan chavul like, digon akum has nothing to do with shmita. He says no. The Beis Yosef shita is that it's not a did in the gan chavul like, digon akum. Because then the gra is a good kasha. If it's a din de gad chavalei digon akum, so if you buy it before miruach, you should be chayiv. You should be chayiv. That's the gross kasha. If you buy it on the chazi yisrael v'lotcha, you should be chayiv. So the Beis Yosef learns no. The din of ekin la'akum lafkia is not when it's a guy's. It's if the yid comes and takes it. The fact that a guy grew it, it's not like he grew it in chutzlaretz. He grew it in chutzlaretz. And then I take it, it's gone. He's never going to have a chiyuv pashtus. But if you grew in Eretz Yisrael, ain't kein lafkia, it's still grew in Eretz Yisrael. My nafkamina. If he does digun, if he does his mechayiv, then it still has the din of Eretz Yisrael. But otherwise, not. So therefore, by shmita, if the peiris are left in the guy's hands until he Tlisha until harvest, and the guy harvests it. So then it's good. So shmita yevolakum is mutter because of this reason. As I state the Beis Yosef, this is explanation. The marit, yes, kashas from the sugya in the Gemara. The Gemara is not mashma that way. If I get a chance, I'll tell you how others answer. But the Gemara is not mashma that way. The Gemara is mashma. That even when it's by the guy, it has dina shmita. You want it by a guy, like the Tmiya. It's by a guy, you're allowed to work the land. So even by a guy, if you hold Ein Kinyan LaHafkia, that it's still that way. And in a Maisa, if a Yid buys it before Miruach, it's Chayiv. Because there's no the rule of Ein Kinyan LaHafkia is even in the hands of a guy. So Memelo, Lagabe Shemitah, which has no Dine Meruach. So Gabi Shemitah, it has Dine Shemitah according to the Mabit. There was a Cherem in Tzvas not to be Machmer on these things. They say the Cherem was only a Shumas of Maestris, it wasn't a Shemitah. And Shemitah, you could be Machmer. Now, I have to tell you, the Micha Shloima and Micha Yitzchak, Rav Shloima Zalman Arbach, and Dayan Weiss from Deida Haredis, they both say that the Raya from the Gemara is not a Raya, except Lagabe Avodas HaKarka. Lagabe Avodas HaKarka, the Gemara says, Ekinu Afkia, a Yid can't work the Karka, even when it's by a guy. That's true. When it's by a guy in Eretz Yisrael, the Yid can't do Avodas HaKarka. But, Lagabe, the din of the Peiris, it's like Chumas HaMaisris. If the guy grows it, does everything till the end, by Chumas HaMaisris, you potulate everybody. It's not allowed to have the Gach of Leidigon Akum. It's just the Gach of Leidigon Akum is the guy's digun is not Mechayiv, and the growing is also not a Mechayiv. And that is the Sheet of the Beis Yosef.
But if Yid works for a guy and does the
growing. Until about work is later. I don't want to talk about. There is a little of a Tobu with Gabi Payil. We're talking about assuming the Bailam and the Payil is the same person, same thing. Both guy and both Yid. We'll talk about that separately. I understand. What? To answer the Mabitz Kasha. Beis Yosef said, Ein Kinyan Lafkia is only when it gets to the Jew. Right? Beis Yosef's whole chap is, as long as it's by the guy, of course it's Mufka. Ein Kinyan Lafkia means that when the Jew gets it, it's considered Peiris Eretz Yisrael. So they asked that the Shakta Batayim of the Gemara talks about Shemitah when it's Biad Guy, about a Yid working the land. So they answer, yeah, of course, the Gabi working the land, that's Avada, he's not working Karka Eretz Yisrael, it's not to do with the owner. But we're talking about the Peiris. The Gabi the Peiris is not a kashrut from the Sugya Sagamara. That's their take on this whole thing. So Lamaisa, the Shemitah Machlaikis is Tali in this. What?
Should we use
Tali and Digun? So Shemashis is not Tali and Digun. It's not Tali and Digun. You mean, so the question is, at what point, if the Yid gets it anywhere, Bechubala Karka, the Beis Yosef is Mai that has a din of Peiris. Okay, it's interesting because Ilanis is Basa Chanota usually. So I don't know. Ilanis is Basa Chanota. If he buys it after Chanota, I don't know. I don't know what he would hold. But anyway, this is the issue. The main issue anyway has to do with Yerakos, with vegetables. So Yerakos is Basa Lakita. So anytime you buy it, Yerakos go Basa Lakita, so it's not, it's going to have a Din Shemitah if he buys it Mechobel HaKarka. All right, so I think in a confusing topic, we're pretty clear. Again, there are the two extreme cases which are easy. If a Yid did the Digon, it's Chayiv. If a guy did from beginning through Digon, it's Potter. And you have the case in between. Digon, again, is by Tvua when you do Miruach, when you split out the pile. And by other fruits, when you package it for sale. When it's set up, Miruach is Digon. Yeah, Doga, it becomes called Doga, not Tvua from that point. Now, what? Pashtus, yes. Schirus, you know, there's the Rishayim in Avodah Zarah Punk talk about whether Schirus is a Kenyan in the Guf HaKarka or that. Lamaisa, we hold that it is a Kenyan in the Guf HaKarka. Okay. The second if of Siv Dalid is the answer of a riddle. How can you have Peiris Eretz Yisrael that a Chayiv in Shumas U'Maisris, absolutely Chayiv, but you don't have to give it to the Levi. You don't have to give it to the Levi, not because Mizmat is a. You don't have to give it to the Levi. What's the answer?
I thought you'd never have.
If the farmer is a Levi, you always have.
So,
if you could, you know, you're the farmer. Okay, let's see Siv Dalid. Again, I'll read the first half, which was the easier part, and then we'll see the second half. Again, the first half. Peiris Ebikacham Shigod Lebekach Shigod Lebekach Yisrael. Peiris of a guy that grew in Eretz Yisrael, the grew malach to biyadai v'kechavim, u'mir chalai v'kechavim. The guy did everything. Piturim, kulam. It's part of from everything. because it's the guy called Lady Ganako. If Lakhan Yisrael, Akashinit Lashu Kaidim Shtigma Malachtan, the Gabron Yisrael, Chayavim, also easy. Digun Aviyid is Machayev. Ooh, listen to this. The guy grew it. The Yid did the Gemar Malacha. Umafrish Truma Umaisarishan. You have to separate. It's Tevel. Truma, Maisarishan, Truma's Maiser. Umeshayer La'atzmai Maisarishan Vushalai. And even if you're not a Levi, you're allowed to keep the Maisarishan in Neshuaimel a Levi. Now it's not a Safik, it's Vadai. But you can tell the Levi. I'm coming from the guy. You couldn't get it from the guy. So Mamela, I have a right to keep it. What kind of swear is that? We'll see in a minute. And not only that, Truma's Maiser, the Truma of the Maiser, it's also yours. You can't eat it. So Maichwan Lakayim, that old dummy, you can charge a guy for it. So charge the Kayim for it. Charge a Kayim for it. It's yours. What's a Svara? Not Truma. Truma you have to give him. Straight out. We'll see why in a minute. But Maiser, why? So the Taz says why? The Taz is Sivkot and Beis. Enat Yochle Mimenu. That sounds like a Svara. I got it from the guy. You can't be Machayev the guy. See him Shamba Ramba Maloshin Zeh. But Nema Omru La Yitin Shumas Maisel Akayin. Kachuma Gedai La. Shuma Gedai, you have to give the Kayin. Why not Shumas Maisel if you should Nema? It's Kzeus HaKos. Nema Bichumas Maisel. Kisichu Meis Bnei Yisrael. Es HaMaiser. Tevel Shatol Ekech Mi Yisrael. Ati Mafrish Menu Shumas Maisel. Vnais Nel Akayin. Aval Tevel Shatol Ekech Mi Vekechavim. Einat Nais Nel Akayin Shumas Maisel. Shifrish Elamaychu Lakayin. Says Gzeres Hakasav. What are the key words in Gzeres Hakasav? Kisikhu me'es b'nei Yisrael es ha'maiser. Not sure how that fits in. When you will take from a yid, somehow me'es b'nei Yisrael is extra. Who else are you getting it from? So me'es b'nei Yisrael means somehow there has to be totally me'es b'nei Yisrael. If it grew by a guy and then the yid bought it from him, no, that's not totally me'es b'nei Yisrael. So I don't want to say it exactly. The Rambam seems to say it's a Svara, and then he brings in the Rambam, it's a Gzeres HaKasav. But Lamaisis is Azza. If a Jew in Eretz Yisrael goes to a Gayish farmer who grows pears in Eretz Yisrael, and he buys it from him, and he does Miruach. He's a wholesaler. He buys a truckload, and then he goes and he packages it, which is Miruach. So the Yid has to separate Trumas Maisris, Trumas Maiser, but gives the kayin the truma, bisman hazeh chita achas, and everything else he keeps for himself. The maisi he keeps for himself. If the truma is maisi, he sells to a kayin. The truma maisi sells to a guy. Maisi and maisi presumably the same. As hamaser, it's a din of maisi. Maisi should be paid. Okay, maisi is paid. The maisi need to keep. All right. So this is sort of the hard sugya of ein kinyan la'akum lafkia. And I think we did a reasonably decent job on it. Now I want to tell you, next week the 146 sifim here. I would like to skip the sifim that don't come up too often, like Surya. It was grown in Surya, moved to Eretz Yisrael. So what I would like to do next week is go to Sif Yud Beis. Those of you who want Lashlama Seinian to be able to finish all your day, which I want to do. So learn through the other sifim. It's Tyrus Maisha, but I'd rather choose the simanim that are more negayim to us.